I'm Natasha Reno, and we're stood here in the grounds of the Aldershot Military Cemetery. And joining me now is Padre Steve Franklin from 27 Regiment and the Aldershot Garrison Church. So tell us, what's going on here today?
Well, today we're having an event to commemorate 100 years after the Battle of Passchendaele. And the idea is we're going to gather together, we're going to sing some hymns, and then we're going to lay flowers on the graves of soldiers.
And just tell us, what was the Battle of Passchendaele?
The Battle of Passchendaele is also called the Third Battle of Ypres, which is quite telling because I think the first one was in 1914, the second one in 1915, and then 1917. So they're basically in the same place, fighting over and over again. And the British were desperate to break out of their positions because the German submarines were gradually sinking more and more shipping. So if they didn't do something, there was a great danger of being isolated from the Americans, who were the main source of reinforcement. So there was a real need to attack and break out. In reality, it just slowed right down in the mud. There was heavier rains than there had been for 30 years, and the mud became so deep that men and horses were drowning in it. And it simply became a matter of shoving British troops against German troops and seeing who could stand the casualties more. So it wasn't a question of who won, it was a question of who survived.
So what is Aldershot's link with the Battle of Passchendaele?
Well, here in the cemetery, we have soldiers, we have quite a few from the First World War, mostly those who were evacuated and later died of their wounds. But I think the link with Passchendaele is across the whole country. I think everybody's keen to commemorate this. And I think it's appropriate here in this cemetery, because here we have soldiers from every generation. We have soldiers who served in the First World War, in the Second World War, Korea, Aden, Suez. We've got a large number of graves from the Falklands, and some really up-to-date ones just over there. So this is a place of remembering, a place of significance to the whole military community.
And tell us, why is it so important to remember?
I think the importance of remembering is that the conflicts go on and on, and every generation faces the same kind of problems, the same kind of challenges. And so it's important that we keep the same standards as generations gone by. But also important to remember what was won for us. Our freedom is the bottom line there. That was what was won for us by these generations of soldiers who went out to fight.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
I'm Natasha Reno at the Aldershot Military Cemetery for BFBS.